morning, Kraus.
I am not speaking to you, Benson.
Better morning than I thought. Why not?
How many times do I have to tell you I am not speaking to you?
Well, at least tell me what I did so I can do it again.
My day off has always been Saturday. On next week's schedule, you'll change it to Wednesday.
I told you about that 2 weeks ago, and you said it was okay.
Oh. In that case, I'm still speaking to you.
Come on, Kraus, hold a grudge anyway.
Look, Benson, I got an A on my floor plan to the house.
Beats a kick in the head.
My science teacher said it was the best one anybody drew.
Oh, that's great, sugar.
Now we have to look in every room and think up ways to save on heat and light. Got any ideas?
Turn off everything and go over to the neighbors.
Oh, Benson.
Well, it's not my assignment, it's yours.
How do you save energy, Miss Kraus?
By letting me do all the work.
Well, I'm not learning anything here. I might as well get to school.
Governor, you have to support construction of the Natosha River facility.
I don't have to support anything.
But the state needs the power.
I know, but I've been studying those environmental reports. I'm very concerned about what that generating plant might do to the river.
Well, Governor, why did you call a press conference if you didn't know what you were going to say?
He didn't call it, I did. The public wants an answer now. I'm only thinking of the people.
That's at first.
Oh, all right, Taylor, all right. I wish there were some alternative, but since there isn't, I'll support the building of the plant.
Good, but I wouldn't put it that way at the press conference. You better sound like you want it.
Oh, I do want it. I mean, I don't, but I do.
Can't argue with that.
Governor.
Are the reporters here?
Yes.
Well, we better get started.
No.
Is something wrong?
Are you all right?
Yes, no.
What's the matter, Marcy?
Well, I think you should... You probably better get... You're not going to believe it. Why don't you just...
It must really be something if she can't talk.
Excuse us. Stand aside. We're coming through.
Phew. Yeah.
What is this?
It looks like a pile of dead fish.
Well, if they're not dead, this stink will kill them.
How did they get in here?
Well, how would I know? They didn't have an appointment.
They didn't have a shower either.
Look at the size of this fish. I caught one that big one time.
Governor?
Oh, well, maybe it wasn't that big.
Sir, I think you should read this.
Governor, the power plant at Mirror Lake killed these fish. Do not allow it to happen to Natosha River. Signed, Elgato.
Elgato?
Elgato. He embarrasses politicians and industries into cleaning up the oceans, the rivers, and the air.
He hasn't done much for the air in here.
Governor, what's your reaction to this?
Well, I think we should open a window.
Ladies and gentlemen, I can assure you the governor has no reaction. This does not alter the governor's decision.
Then you have decided.
Sir, why don't you give us your decision now?
Sir,
are you going to back the power plants or not?
Gentlemen, please, let's have a little respect for the dead. As is his custom, the governor will make no announcement until the next of kin are notified. Or in this case, the next of Finn. The deceased will be buried at sea. The services will be conducted by Reverend Pike in lieu of flowers. The family requests that you send bait. Goodbye.
Thank you, Benson.
Well, Benson, let's hear your explanation.
About what?
You're in charge of this house. How did Elgato get in here?
I haven't the foggiest. I'm still wondering how you got in here.
Could we discuss this somewhere else?
Marcy, call security and have him look into this right away.
Oh, sir, not Bates. He'll be trying to question the fish.
Get rid of these fish, Benson. I don't care what you do with them, but get them out of here.
All right. I'll have him put in the back seat of your car.
Elgato. After what he did to the living room, I'd like 5 minutes alone with that man.
That'll sure teach him.
Look, Bates, I don't care what it takes. I want you to find this Elgato and find him soon.
Don't worry about it. I'll find him. I know exactly where he was early this morning.
Where?
He was in a truck. He was dumping industrial sludge on the Capitol steps.
Bates, are you following this guy to catch him or to clean up after him?
What have you got on him so far?
Well, did you guys know that El Gato means the cat?
Yeah. You know what bozo means?
Don't you have anything else on him?
Well, we know the guy is harmless, but we can't figure out exactly what the man's trying to do.
If you read the paper every once in a while, you'd know. He's trying to save the environment.
Oh, yeah. You're the one with the ecology bumper sticker on the back of your car, which you drove home last night at 6:45 and left again at 8:15 to go to a movie with some guy.
You've been following me? You have no right to invade my privacy. Oh, that really stinks.
So did the movie.
Come on, Bates. What are you following her for? She had nothing to do with any of this.
I didn't say she did. I'm just checking out some information that Elgato might have had some inside help. So we're following all of you.
You are what?
Incidentally, what were you doing in an apartment on Edgemont Place till 2:00 in the morning?
I was visiting a sick friend.
Well, I believe it. Anybody who'd stay up till 2:00 in the morning with Taylor's got to be sick.
And you? Are you the blonde that walks nude in the moonlight?
I have never been nude in any light.
Oh, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. It's a wrong case. You were here all night. But you, stunt driver, lost my man making a fancy U-turn on a bridge? Where did you learn how to drive like that?
I had a lot of practice driving through Georgia. Listen, Bates, what I do when I walk out of this office is my business. So you keep your nose in your own business or you're going to find yourself out of business.
This is my business. So why is everybody getting so upset? I'm supposed to check for leaks.
Why don't you check the back of your head? Margie?
Oh.
Bates wanted this list of everybody who's made deliveries at the mansion in the last couple of days.
Well, of course. I'll add it to my list of everyone who's been in to see the governor. I don't know what he expects to find out with these lists. Does he really think Elgato signed in? And why is security going around implying that we know something about this when we don't? You know what I'm saying?
Marcy, I'm not even in the conversation.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I'm a little wired because of all this cloak and dagger stuff. It's got to the point now where I go home and I expect to find a man waiting in my apartment.
Now, don't give up hope.
Sir, we all know about the Capitol steps. We just got a tip that Elgato was struck again here at the mansion.
Well, if he has, it's news to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is positively no way that Elgato could have gained access to the mansion. Now, if you'll excuse us.
Explain that.
We're having a rug shampooed.
Governor, if you don't mind industrial detergents in the state's rivers, then you shouldn't mind them in your office. Signed. Oh, I can't quite make it out. The ink ran.
Well, you can bet it ain't Lars Welk. Kraus?
I deplore violence, but you are forcing my hand.
Yeah, just as far as it'll go.
I warn you, my hands are licensed as deadly weapons. I can kill you in 14 different ways.
And when I break this arm, you'll be down to 7.
Would you mind unhanding me?
Dial 6.
All right, all right.
Babe, Stakes, get over here. I got Elgato in the kitchen. Don't stop for donuts.
Sir, if you don't mind, unfortunately, I have trained my body to inflict pain, not take it.
What's the matter?
It's the matter. My shoulder really smarts.
Well, then that's the only smarts you got. You can't change things dumping garbage on the floor. You're not making a point, you're making a mess.
But that's the kind of stuff that'll be dumped in the river. May I open my cape?
Hold it, hold it.
I'd like to show you something.
You're in enough trouble already.
Then I have nothing to lose. Look at this. Do you know what this is?
No, but if I were you, I'd see a doctor.
This is industrial pollution. This is one small sample of what they're doing. My friend, our planet is dying and nobody cares.
The governor cares. A lot of people care.
If only I could get the right people to listen. I have a practical way to get the energy without the pollution. Here, look at this. Official verification of the Geological Survey. Site study. Transmission data. All proof that this can work. But I can't get past the politicians and the red tape. That is why I have had to assume the role of Elgato, the cat.
Who are you anyway?
Let's just say that I am a person in tune with the designs of nature, a friend to all living things.
Is that what it says on your driver's license?
I can't let the governor build that power plant.
Go around and cover the side door. Get over there. All right, where is he?
Who?
Elgato, you said he was here.
He is? Where?
Benson, you just called me down here. You said you had him here in the kitchen.
Me? You sure it wasn't him? No, you see, he probably wants you down here so he can come in through the front door. You know what I mean? Yeah. So...
Do not be alarmed, fair lady. Allow me to introduce myself. I am...
Elgato.
How did you know?
Might be the outfit.
I didn't frighten you?
Well, if what they say about you is true, there's nothing to be frightened of.
No, some people say I'm crazy.
You gotta admit, you've done some pretty crazy things. But from what I can tell, you're a man who's willing to stand up for what you believe in.
You see right through me, don't you? It's nice to know someone cares.
You're welcome. Oh, if you're going to try to kiss me, forget it. I saw this in a Zorro movie once. It won't work. It worked.
Excuse me.
Oh, Benson, you're not going to believe it. This is...
We've met. Listen, if I get you in to see the governor, will you stop dropping your slimy calling cards all over the mansion?
I'd be delighted.
Okay. You'll have to give me your phone number so when I get it set up, I can reach you.
Oh, no, my friend. I will contact you, and perhaps we shall meet again as well.
Right. Well, nice meeting you. Keep up the good work.
I intend to. You see, I am inspired by all things of natural beauty. Your eyes have the clarity and sparkle of a mountain stream. That is, before it's been desecrated by a sulfur processing plant.
Thank you, I think.
Would you get out of here?
I must go. Will that chandelier hold me? It's all right. I don't mind walking.
Benson, I've never met anyone like him before in my life.
I had an uncle like that once.
Yeah?
Kept him out of the service.
Benson, this proposal is very interesting, but as for meeting with Elgato, it's out of the question.
Why, sir?
I can't.
You shouldn't.
He has to.
He doesn't.
Who asked you?
Benson, I can't allow myself to be blackmailed by a petty criminal.
Sir, I've met him. He's not a petty criminal. He's a little sloppy, but he's not a criminal.
Well, Governor, I guess now we know who is giving Elgato his inside help. I had an idea it was you.
Too bad, Taylor. It's your first idea in months, and it's wrong. Sir, I caught this guy in the kitchen last night.
You had him and he escaped?
Taylor, would you sit down?
I'd rather not, sir. Everything's still a little damp in here.
The guy says he's got plans that have been tested and approved. Why not give him a few minutes and find out what he's got to say?
All right, Benson, but you got to get him in here before tomorrow's press conference, because I can't put off any longer taking a position on this power plant.
Well, sir, I don't know if I can get him in here that soon. I mean, I don't know where to find him.
Look under a rock.
I hope I'm doing the right thing.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
Oh, good.
He's probably not going to show. No sense in both of us staying up.
You're right. Go to bed.
I'm staying up because I have to. I don't even want to know why you're staying up to see a guy in a mask.
I'm just curious, that's all. I mean, here's a man who's role-playing openly. Now, of course, psychologically, we all wear masks.
We don't all wear capes. Remind me when this is over to have my head looked into. I'm waiting up till 2 a.m. to see some Twinkie in a Halloween costume who thinks he's Mother Nature.
Is that you?
Yeah, it's me. What's it to you?
We were hoping you were someone else.
Who?
Anyone else.
I was concerned about Katie's fever, and I got up to check on her.
So how's she doing?
Better. But I think she should stay home tomorrow. Well, good night, Marcy.
Good night, Gretchen.
See you in the morning, Crossy.
Oh, don't remind me. I have enough trouble sleeping as it is.
What a guy. Forget it, Marcy. He's not coming.
Yes, he is. He meant every word he said. I could tell by the look on his face.
Yeah, he had a very honest expression on his mask.
Oh, good. Listen, I want you both to keep your eyes open tonight. One of my men spotted somebody coming over the wall.
Hey, he'll probably come through an upstairs window. I'll go there. You take the living room.
Okay. Now, wait a minute. I'm in charge here. You take the living room, and I'll go upstairs.
Are you all right?
Yes, of course. It's nothing.
Look, there's security people all over the place. You didn't have to come here. Why didn't you just call?
I thought of that, but I didn't have a dime. I left my change in my other cape.
You got a nice sense of humor.
Of course, then, how seriously can you take yourself in that outfit?
Too flashy?
No, I love it. You know, I'd like to figure out what you really like. Now, I know you have some pretty strong feelings about some things, but I get the feeling that there's something sort of gentle inside you. Something caring and loving.
Can't leave you two alone for a minute.
I found him.
Yeah, he's right under your nose. Listen, you got your meeting with the governor, but it has to be tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
Good. I won't be there.
What do you mean you won't be there? You've got to be there.
Don't worry. A well-qualified spokesman will appear on my behalf. Thank you. Ah, easy. My shoulder's still a little sore from last night.
Sorry about that.
Marcy, we've known each other only a short while, but you are as beautiful to me as the things that I love best. Things that are fresh and green and leafy and unspoiled.
If I were a chef's salad, I'd be flattered.
Was he worth waiting up for?
Yeah, well, I still can't help wondering what he'd look like without that silly costume.
Naked.
I don't want to take up any more of your time, but there is one last thing that Elgato wanted you to see. Now, of course, this is only a preliminary report, but as you can see here, a power plant of this type would meet the state's projected energy needs without the risks of the proposed plant at Natosha River.
Well, that's very impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, kept me awake.
Sorry.
I'll give you a hand if you promise not to step on it.
Sir, a plant of this type was considered a long time ago and rejected because of the cost.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought I covered that.
You did, in great detail.
Well, then, fine. The point is that in 10 years' time, this will be the least expensive plant in the state.
I hope your plan works better than you do.
Governor, nobody is thinking about 10 years from now. The taxpayers are concerned about what it's going to cost them today.
Taylor, I happen to believe it's worth every extra penny if 10 years from now some father can take his kid out on that river and go fishing.
Hear, hear.
Did we meet before?
No, never.
Mr. Ludwig, I want you to know you can be assured that your plan will be given every consideration.
Thank you, Governor. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you all very much. Thank you. I didn't bring an overcoat, did I? No, I didn't think I had.
If you're going to be seeing Elgato, would you tell him that Marcy said hello?
Is there anything else you'd like me to tell him?
Tell him I'm in the book.
Right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. The governor seems like a man who's concerned about preserving the earth.
Yeah, well, he thinks of it as home. I know where we met. It was last night in the kitchen. Elgato.
No. You must have me mixed up with someone else.
Maybe.
Ah!
But I don't think so.
Oh, hi, Mr. Ludwig. Why aren't you in school?
Why aren't you in school?
When Monica was through with her cold, she gave it to me.
You two know each other?
Mr. Ludwig is my science teacher.
Oh, yeah, the one who had you draw the floor plans of the house.
She did a really good job. She's very good at science.
Right now, I'm working on a cure for the common cold.
What's that?
Fudge Ripple ice cream.
Well, Benson, goodbye.
Goodbye. Sorry about your shoulder.
Oh, that's all right. I'm going to put my arm in a sling.
You bring any more fish back here, Elgato, and that's not the only thing that's going to be in a sling.
Right.
Benson, I can't believe you met this Elgato twice and you still don't know what he looks like.
Every time I went to look in his face, I saw the back of Marcy's head.
I think you're exaggerating, Benson.
Oh, come on, Marcy. You've always been a sucker for anything in a cape.
Benson, that man is right off a cereal box. I mean, the mask, the running around, the cape. It's all so childish, so foolish, so fascinating.
You wouldn't think so if you had a clean up after him.
Oh, maybe you're right. I still think he's kind of special. I mean, most of the men I meet are like,
Ludwig?
Exactly.
Well, one thing's for sure. He's no match for the mysterious Elgato.
Come on, Benson. Hasn't there ever been a mysterious woman in your life?
Well, yeah, there was once.
So what happened?
Well, when I stopped putting teeth under my pillow at night, she stopped coming.
Benson is videotaped before a studio audience.